We're going to take a moment now to remember a man who lived a long life. He was known for his extraordinary efforts during the Second World War, saving hundreds of Jewish infants and children. But he was haunted by not being able to do more.
Johann von Holst died last week at the age of 107. In 1940, the year Nazi Germany invaded the Netherlands, he headed a teacher's college in Amsterdam.
Waarom ben ik hier nu in deze tijd?
That's his voice in a video uploaded by a Dutch news site, Day 6. In that clip, he wonders how he was put in the right place at the right time to do good.
The school he was running was next to a Jewish daycare center. When the Nazis took children from their parents, it's where the kids under the age of 12 went. When space ran out there, the Germans asked Johann von Holst to house children in his school.
He came up with an idea, along with two people at the daycare. If, for example, 20 children were transferred to his school, he'd only list 10 or 15, and the unregistered kids were then smuggled to safety. It's estimated more than 600 children were saved.
Today, Amsterdam's National Holocaust Museum stands at the site of the teachers' college. Emil Shriver, who directs the museum, says Johann von Holst always spoke of what he couldn't do.
I was never a hero. I had to live the rest of my life with the idea that I've only been able to save up to 600 children rather than saving 600, 700, or 700, 800, 900, or 1,000 children.
Shriver says Johann von Holst's long life allowed many generations to learn by his example that under the worst circumstances, there's always an option to choose right over wrong.